Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here live tonight, no rebroadcast. Sorry I missed the last two nights, folks, because I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about. And now I'm going to crowd it all in, hopefully, here tonight. Lots of things to talk about, all interrelated, of course, because they all relate to the future of this country. After the first break, I'm going to talk about a book I was reading on Monday night, folks. Very, very interesting book. And since this is coming close to the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, I'm going to talk a little bit about this book and tell you where you can get it. Yes, folks, although I had a very bad head cold yesterday and just spent most of the day sleeping soundly, I have to say, thank God. Monday night, the reason I missed the show is because I got reading this book and got so tied up in it, I lost track of the time. And when you hear what this book is about in regard to the Kennedy assassination, you may well see why I got sidetracked. It's a very, very interesting book. I'm not necessarily endorsing it, but I'm just here to tell you that there continue to be new theories and new presentations regarding the Kennedy assassination, and I cannot resist passing this one by you, particularly since the author very kindly sent me an autographed copy. But we'll talk about that later. Lots of things, as I say, here to talk about this evening, but I suppose I should start with something that I think is of interest to many of our listeners, and that is, of course, the campaign of Ron Paul. And folks, you know, I called Hashem Talawi's show over the weekend, this past weekend, to pass on to Hashem and Mark Glenn, who was co-host that day, some very interesting information. As you probably all know, NORFED, run by an old acquaintance of mine, Bernard von Nothaus, was raided by the FBI and the IRS and all sorts of alphabet agencies. And in the course of that raid, they seized Ron Paul coins that Bernard and NORFED, and I don't think it's called NORFED anymore. It has another name now. But in any case, the FBI agent who filed the affidavit which made possible the raid, which made gave the judge the authorization, or gave the judge the reasons for authorizing the raid, basically said they were investigating whether Mr. von Nothaus and company were perhaps breaking the law. Well, you see, that's the whole point, folks. This was basically a fishing expedition. The NORFED Liberty Dollars have been around for a long, long time. There have been all sorts of local currencies in use around the country in various places and at various times. And I personally believe that the whole reason behind this raid on NORFED was, in fact, a golden opportunity for the establishment to try to tie Ron Paul to something infamous. In other words, they wanted to get into the news the fact that someone who was effectively promoting Ron Paul and his presidential candidacy had been raided. You know, that this is what they did to Jim Traficant. They connected terms like racketeering and mail fraud to Jim Traficant. Although, of course, the Traficant case was a setup from the very beginning. The charges against him were bogus, a lot of them actually fabricated. But this, again, what happened with NORFED is simply just that, folks, an attempt to sully Ron Paul's name in the media. And I'm here to tell you that the Washington Post jumped right on it. And there was a front-page story about Ron Paul and NORFED in the Washington Post. More about that when we come back, folks. Very, very interesting.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. I should mention this week's issue of American Free Press, dated November 26th, that's in the mail right now, has an article about the NorFed affair. Pat Shannon wrote that article at the last minute, just as that issue of the paper was going to press, when word came out about what had happened to NorFed headquarters, this raid by the FBI. Well, in any case, folks, as I told you, there was a front-page story about NorFed in the Washington Post. Now, normally, the Washington Post, I can guarantee you, would not have boo to say about NorFed. But guess what, folks? Because of the indirect association between NorFed and Ron Paul, the fact that NorFed is selling Ron Paul coins, or was selling Ron Paul coins, this gave the Washington Post an opportunity to take a slap at Ron Paul. But let me tell you what's interesting about it, folks. If you already heard this on Hashem Talawi's show, good for you, when I called in and talked to it about it with Hashem. But if you haven't heard, you need to know about it now, because this is very interesting. The Washington Post, in its story about NorFed, said in the opening paragraph that Ron Paul's campaign, his presidential campaign, threatens to, in the Washington Post words, upend the race for the Republican presidential nomination, folks. That's a very interesting admission by the Washington Post, and I don't think it was an admission by accident. I think, folks, this is my opinion, of course, but this is an opinion based on many, many years of reading the Washington Post very carefully. it means to me that the people who are conducting the polls for the Washington Post believe that Ron Paul's base of support is a lot bigger than is being admitted in the national polls and in the national media. And in fact, in this same article, they go on to say that Paul's campaign has jumped to double digits in New Hampshire. And as we also know, as we all know here, those who dare to listen to RBN because they can handle the truth, we know that Ron Paul's campaign has been very successful in fundraising. And when you're very successful in fundraising, if you use the resources that you have wisely, you can have an impact. So, folks, again, this is my opinion, but I would have to say, patting myself on the back, this is a learned opinion. I do believe that this is a sign that the establishment is recognizing that Ron Paul's support is much broader and deeper than they have thus far been prepared to admit. Yes, that's right. The Washington Post, in the opening sentence, in the opening paragraph of a front-page story about the Norfett affair, said that Ron Paul's campaign threatens, in their words, threatens to upend. Folks, the implication of that is, for those who want to think about it, the implication is that Ron Paul could easily win some primaries. Isn't that interesting, folks? Well, you know, I said it was going to happen, talking about Ron Paul's campaign. I told you that they were going to start hitting him and trying to suggest that maybe he's been somewhat evil. Well, the Anti-Defamation League plans to ask Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul to distance himself from extremist groups. This is a news report coming out from the Jewish Telegraph Agency. The ADL is taking its concerns to Ron Paul. In other words, they're going to start trying to bully Ron Paul into disassociating himself with selected groups of his supporters. This is an old tactic that the ADL has used for years. Let us just hope that Ron Paul doesn't allow himself to be led down the path by the bad guys. And as I can say forthrightly here in this program, while I admire what Ron Paul is doing, I think he's a good man. I've never seen any other reason to doubt his integrity. I don't necessarily agree with some of the issues or some of the ways he approaches the issues. But the fact is, folks, he is out there saying things, particularly in the realm of foreign policy, that need to be said. And as I say, there's a lot of people who have vehement disagreements with Ron Paul. They're angry that he doesn't blame 911 on the Illuminati or on George Bush or on this group or that group, or that he has hardly even talked about the possibility of 911. In fact, has not talked about the possibility of 911 being an inside job. But then again, considering the fact that Ron Paul has so many hammers flying in his direction, hammers and brick bats and baseball bats and smears and lies, we can kind of understand why maybe Ron doesn't want to stick his neck out too far, because, you know, that would give them the opportunity to chop his head off. Well, let's give credit where credit is due. We're always accused in this program of spewing hatred and anti-Semitism. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a couple Jewish lawyers here in Washington, D.C., including a gentleman by the name of Alan Gura and another fellow by the name of Levy. His first name escapes me, but these are two Jewish gentlemen. In fact, Mr. Gura is a regular columnist for the Washington Jewish Week. They have spearheaded a lawsuit challenging the gun control laws of the District of Columbia, gun control law that says D.C. residents can't keep handguns in their homes. Well, the Supreme Court is going to rule on this. They have agreed to hear this decision. Now, the fact is, D.C. has some of the most restrictive gun control laws in the country. They include a ban on carrying firearms outside of the home and prohibitions on sawed-off shotguns. But the lawsuit by Mr. Gura and Mr. Levy is challenging the D.C. law that says you can't keep guns in your home. Well, Thank God for Mr. Gura and thank God for Mr. Levy. And now we're going to have a real test of the so-called conservative court, the Republican-dominated court, whose appointees were put into office by the Reagan and both Bush administrations. We'll see how conservative these people are, so-called. We'll see how much they really care about the Second Amendment. All these years we were told we had to have Republican presidencies because we needed a good Republican Supreme Court that would uphold the Constitution. Well, we'll see now. We'll see exactly what they do. The court has agreed to hear it. Well, in Pennsylvania, Zionist Jewish Governor Ed Rendell has been pushing for a package of gun control measures, but the House Judiciary Committee knocked down the governor's scheme. And this is very, very interesting because in Pennsylvania, that panel in the House Judiciary Committee is controlled by Democrats, which, of course, Governor Rendell is. So there's something to cheer about, folks. In Pennsylvania, they knocked down the Zionist Jewish governor's push for heavy-duty increased gun control. Every once in a while, there is a victory, folks, and we've got to trumpet those victories. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me that hardly after Orthodox Jew Michael Mukasey becomes Attorney General that there would be this raid on NORFED. We can expect this kind of thing. And, you know, Mark Glenn has been looking into Mr. Mukasey, and Mark and I have talked about this, and he's been putting together some work on the subject of Mukasey for American Free Press. And we have been speculating privately in discussion, and I believe Mark also talked about it on Hashem Talawi's program, about the possibility that this new attorney general, who is devoted religiously, ethnically, spiritually to the state of Israel, whether or not this new attorney general will play a part in dropping the espionage charges that now reign over the heads of two pro-Israel lobbyists from AIPAC. Well, this is very interesting, folks, because on November 12th, Norman Perlstein, the former managing editor of the Wall Street Journal and also a former editor-in-chief at Time Incorporated, has written an article saying that courage, toughness, decency, and good sense, along with the facts and the law, make it the right thing to do. That is, the Attorney General, Mr. Mukasey, should overrule the Justice Department and throw out the charges against these two Zionist Jewish criminals who were caught committing acts of treason against the United States on behalf of their favorite foreign nation, Israel. Well, Israel. Israel, of course, is so much a part of the U.S. foreign policy agenda. Really, when all is said and done, it is the cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy. And these so-called neoconservatives, in particular, have virtually ruled that any U.S. foreign policy, whether it has to do with Southeast Asia or Southwest Asia or Africa or Europe, should all be based upon the consideration of whether it's good for Israel. Well, they have turned the United States into the international policeman for Israel, and as a consequence of that, they've turned the United States into an international policeman. And you know what? That's not good for America. And, you know, we are going to a break. We're going to talk just a little bit about that when we come back, because the whole world is turning against us, folks. Stay tuned. And eventually, we're going to get around to talking about the Kennedy assassination, as I promised. Hang on there, folks. We are going to a break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington on republicbroadcasting.org. Speaking of republicbroadcasting.org, folks, have you remembered what I told you to do? Forget about spending $20 or $30 or $40 or $50 on buying Christmas cards and postage. Instead, folks, this year, call your friends and say hello, but instead of sending out all those Christmas cards, send that money that you would normally spend in those Christmas cards in a nice little card to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because RBN does need your help to continue providing you all the good programming that does appear on this network, and I hope that you consider my programming part of the good programming that does listen, that does broadcast here and which you listen to. So remember that, folks. And, of course, you can get RBN's address right on the website at republicbroadcasting.org. All right, before the break, I was talking about the fact that the United States is losing friends around the world. Well, that's no surprise, folks, because of the policies being undertaken by the Bush administration. And we just saw two of the heads of nations, or the heads of two nations, which are among the world's leading oil producers, Venezuela and Iran, joining together, celebrating the fact that the U.S. dollar is in decline, and they're saying that this is a prelude to the end of Washington's global dominance. Well, you see, a lot of people get upset when they hear that and say, oh, them damn people, them Muslims and them whatever they are, Venezuelans, they hate America. Well, they don't hate America. They don't hate the American people, but they do, I think it's safe to say, hate the American president and these gangsters that surround him. And, you know, folks, when these other nations are threatened by the United States, as they are threatened by the United States, it's no surprise that they would have these feelings about our country, or at least about the leaders of our country. But I'll tell you what, in the Washington Times, there's a very interesting article, commentary, and I want to read you some excerpts from it because I agree with the sentiments 100%. And I must tell you that the author of this is a gentleman by the name of Bruce Fine, and Mr. Fine is Jewish. So for those of you who are so sensitive to the idea that perhaps we should give credit to Jews where credit is due, as I've already done here earlier tonight, I'm going to give credit to Mr. Bruce Fine for writing the following. He says, non-intervention and global neutrality should be the national security creed of the United States. Every soldier deployed abroad, whether in South Korea, Japan, Afghanistan, Iraq, or elsewhere, should be returned to deter and defend the United States at home. Non-intervention and neutrality everywhere, coupled with a threat to annihilate any United States attacker, would make the country freer, or should make the country safer, freer, and more prosperous. At present, the United States possesses the weapons and defense systems to make credible a threat to reduce any aggressor nation into a nuclear gravesite. Further, if the United States withdrew its troops from abroad, renounced any territorial or ideological designs on any country, and embraced strict neutrality, other nations would have little or no motivation to attack. In addition, the hundreds of billions in military spending at present squandered in foreign adventures could be redirected into making the United States' defenses inevitable. Folks, very, very simple. Very, very simple. Very, very profound in its simplicity. That's the writing of Bruce Fine. I agree with it 100%. What I don't agree with is the silliness of the Washington Times itself, which editorially referred to what they called pandemonium within the Democratic Party, talking about how the Democrats in their recent debates were tripping over each other, pandering to a variety of special interest groups, teachers, unions, pro immigration groups, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In any case, all the typical groups that the Democratic Party and its candidates pander to. But isn't it funny that the Washington Times doesn't have any problem with the Democrats or the Republicans, for that matter, pandering to the Jewish lobby here in the United States, which, of course, let's face it, is the most powerful lobby in Washington, bar none. They find that kind of pandering quite fine and dandy, folks, but I don't. I think it's disgusting. Well, I tell you what, we are going to a break here momentarily, folks. And I keep promising to talk about the JFK assassination, and I will. And then we are going to go to our callers. So, I look at the clock and I realize I am just a few seconds ahead of the break, so you will forgive me for misreading my clock, but we are going to break here just about now. So do stay tuned, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Talk about chutzpah. Richard Cohen in the Washington Post talks about the fact that people have been raising questions about Mitt Romney's Mormon religion and how it affects his personal and professional life, how it would affect his viewpoint if he were elected president. And now Mr. Cohen turns this around and says that Romney should start raising similar questions about his Republican presidential primary. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who is a Southern Baptist minister. Well, I have never myself questioned the propriety of raising questions about someone's religious point of view and how it could affect their role in public office, and that's why I was particularly amazed that when Joe Lieberman, an Orthodox Jew, was running for vice president, no one dared to raise questions about Joe Lieberman's point of view. Now, Richard Cohen, talking about Mike Huckabee, says, "We know your faith matters to you. We want to know whether it will matter to us." Well, you know, folks, as they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And, of course, Mr. Lieberman is known like the new attorney general and like our chief of homeland security Michael Chertoff. They're all Orthodox Jews. And I found it very, very interesting that on Rick Adams' show, there was a very interesting debate on Monday night, which I need to comment on, that one of the debaters on the program mentioned that, and I'm roughly paraphrasing here, that any Orthodox rabbi is oriented toward the Talmud. Now, we know, those of us who have dared to look into the subject, we know what a horrible book the Talmud is and the horrible things that the Talmud says about Christians. We know what it says about Jesus Christ and about his mother, things that I will not repeat on the air on this program, but which you can find for yourself in lots of places on the Internet and in the book Jesus in the Talmud by Professor Schaefer, a book that's been published by Princeton University Press. You can find that easily on the Internet, Jesus in the Talmud. And it is going to be available from American Free Press, and I'll let you know when it is available. But needless to say, I thought that was a very interesting admission in that debate on Monday night between Frank from Canada. His name is Frank White. Frank has been a caller to this program and a very articulate and effective advocate on this program. And, of course, he was debating a certain professor whom I shall not name. Unfortunately, the debate only lasted an hour, and I was impressed that the professor somehow managed to control himself, because in his emails and elsewhere, he's quite foul-mouthed and quite threatening, but he behaved himself publicly on the air. But I will have to say, folks, from listening to that one-hour debate about Israel between Frank White and this professor under the good stewardship of our friend Rick Adams, I would have to say there's no question but that Frank won hands down, primarily because of the fact that Frank was consistent, he was providing facts, and what was interesting was is that his debating opponent, as even Rick Adams noted, seemed more often to agree with Frank then he disagreed with Frank. And, of course, Frank was being very, very critical, using just the facts, as Sergeant Friday would say on the old show Dragnet, just the facts. And I would have to say, therefore, that Frank did indeed win. It would have been interesting to see how the debate would have continued into the second hour, but the facts prevailed. As the late Ben Friedman wrote in his book, Facts Are Facts, and that's what Frank White relied upon. And of course, you know, you can check out Frank's website on the internet. Go to Mark Glenn's website, crescentandcross.com, and do a search for the link to the Israel Watch Project. So congratulations to Frank White, and also congratulations to that professor for behaving himself. Speaking of behaving himself, folks, there he goes again. Eric Hufschmidt has once again smeared David Irving, the revisionist historian, saying that David Irving is part of a Zionist plot to cause people to be afraid to raise questions about the Holocaust. Hufschmidt has suggested that Irving deliberately allowed himself to be sent to jail. In fact, he made that same accusation about my good friend Dr. Frederick Tobin of the Adelaide Institute in Australia. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, David Irving is not a Zionist agent. And for Eric Hufschmidt to continue to make this accusation is just more nonsense out of that quarter. But good for David Irving. Despite the fact that he did spend almost a year in jail, he is continuing to speak out. A lot of people take issue with David Irving. They don't think he goes far enough, but I'll tell you what, for someone who has been as prominent as David Irving, someone who has been so successful in the so-called mainstream, to continue to speak out as he has is pretty impressive, I would have to say. So, you know, Eric Hufschmidt has called for the drowning of David Irving and for my being drowned and so forth. Well, I'll tell you what, I think Eric Hufschmidt should be gassed myself, folks. Well, then we we could find out if Cyclone B really works. I'd be willing to press the button myself. All right, well, I could go on here with a couple more items, but we've got two patient callers who just happened to be two of my favorite callers lined up right here, and I'm going to go to them right now. Our first one is Country Boy calling from Indiana. Country Boy, what's going on?
Howdy, Ambassador Piper.
How you doing, Country Boy?
Hey, this Supreme Court case about the guns, I want to caution you that the door can swing both ways. So while you're giving the praise to these attorneys that are fighting for that case, this big government Supreme Court can say, sure, the people have a right to bear arms, but it's subject to regulation by all levels of government, federal, state, and local, and you will see an avalanche of local gun restrictive gun control bills after that, because they'll say the Supreme Court has just held so.
You know, I tell you what, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is something that I have often been concerned about, particularly in the context of this current Supreme Court, because while so many people like to think of this Supreme Court as a conservative court that is contrary to our quote-unquote liberal-type courts, the fact is that under these Republican administrations, we have, as you well know and as our listeners know very well, we have found our own government getting more and more restrictive, to the point that sometimes I wish maybe we had more so-called liberals on the Supreme Court. So you are absolutely right about that, Country Boy. That's a very important point for people to keep in mind.
Yeah, I'm an old soldier, and we always had what we call Charlie Mike, or continue the mission, no matter what the adversity. You have what's called a contingency plan or plans. So if something goes wrong, you're going to go to something else to continue the mission. Or, as civilians say, a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this No More Wars for Israel conference, why was there no plan B?
Well, I tell you, that's an interesting question, because it seemed like everything was working. It seemed like it was going to happen. And although, I tell you what, at one point they were talking about having a contingency plan, we got so comfortable there that they didn't bother pursuing anything in that realm.
Well, I tell you what,
in retrospect, obviously a plan B would have worked, but even then there would have probably still been a lot of the problems involved, because this actually happened, something similar happened to the Institute for Historical Review many, many years ago when it was still in its independent days. And it's kind of, you know, in the future, these conferences, there's going to have to be a plan B and a plan C.
Absolutely. Hopefully you'll chalk this one up for experience, but it's sad that that wasn't the case for all those people that are out money and traveled there, and then this happened. I mean, it should have been expected.
Yeah, actually, for the most part, the only people that really missed the conference so much as I'm aware of, from what I've talked to with Joe Fields and with Mark Glenn, were local people who came in.
Okay.
But as far as people traveling from around the country, everybody who traveled from around the country, they made it to the conference, so far as I know.
Yeah, I learned something today. Last night I was listening to WGN out of Chicago, 720 AM, with Milt Rosen on extension 720. And, you know, after I listened to this program, these names like Sherman Kaplan, you find out all of these, that they're mentioning on the radio. I said, I wonder why these guys are talking on the radio and to a couple million people in Chicago. Well, anyway, Milt Rosen had Alan Dershowitz on last night, and, you know, he's wrote a new book, Finding Jefferson, and Alan Dershowitz found this letter from Jefferson that if Jefferson was living in the time that we are today, that Jefferson would actually be for these measures that we have to fight terrorism.
Well, I tell you what, it's kind of funny about Thomas Jefferson. I have a file on him somewhere, And, you know, I'm going to have to dig that up now that I know that Alan Dershowitz is using Thomas Jefferson as a propaganda tool. I should say misusing, I'm sure. But, I can tell you this much. Some of the things that Thomas Jefferson wrote and said about the Talmud and the Jewish religion, if I were to quote these things on the air and not attribute them to Thomas Jefferson and just claim them as my own words, Alan Dershowitz would be complaining and raising holy hell about Mike Piper promulgating hatred of Jewish people and the Jewish religion.
Well, you know, it's a shame that you and I can laugh at this foolishness, but he talked to millions of people on AM radio in Chicago and for 200 miles around it, and they swallowed it whole. Now, today, on the noon business report on 780, I learned they had an advertisement there. This was on another channel. And it said, the American Jewish Committee at the time of Thanksgiving, you know, we are doing this because when the pilgrims, in other words, they got this campaign for Thanksgiving, and they said this is a time of Thanksgiving in America. And they said, actually, when the pilgrims came to this continent, they were actually, they modeled their Thanksgiving Day celebration after a Jewish holiday. Now, this is amazing. You want to talk about historical revisionism with Dershowitz, or you want to talk about these other dudes. You know, I've been going through school all my life, and I'm a little bit older, and I never heard of this. You know, this is like Kwanzaa or any of this other stuff that they, you know, just invent, and all of a sudden it's brought out in history. So I learned today that the pilgrims actually got the idea for Thanksgiving from the Jewish people.
Well, all I can say is thank God for those Jews. Something to think about tomorrow when we're eating Thanksgiving dinner, I guess.
Yeah, and it ain't going to be a kosher dinner either, pal. Have a holy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks, country boy. That's right, folks. Speaking of Thanksgiving, just to remind you that RBN is going to be doing rebroadcasts here tomorrow night. And now on Friday night, there are going to be a couple live shows, but evidently most of the programming is going to be rebroadcast. So I'm just going to step out on Friday night and not do the program, but I will be here on Monday, God willing. So, in any case, I do hope you all do have a very nice Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a very light Thanksgiving meal myself, folks, because as I've mentioned periodically on this program, my waistline needs to be monitored very, very carefully. Anyway, on to Jim from Texas. Jim, what are you doing this night before Thanksgiving?
I'm thinking about your waistline, Mike.
Don't.
No, but seriously, well, that is kind of seriously, but when you were talking earlier about the news stories in the press, and I'm amazed there isn't a news story in the press from our Jewish media friends that both the lookouts on the Titanic were direct relatives of Ron Paul, and therefore they refused to see the iceberg, okay? This is the kind of stuff they do.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the maintenance engineer on the main in what do you call it, Havana Harbor, was also a relative of Ron Paul.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find that one of the Arabs who supposedly knocked down the World Trade Center was carrying one of the Ron Paul coins from Norfed in his pocket when they discovered only that Norfed coin and his passport on a pile of rubble near the World Trade Center. You know, I mean, this, Jim, you know, this is the kind of nonsense that they put out there. And like I say, I think the whole raid on Norfed was just kind of a they'd been after Norfed for a while, torturing Bernard, but I think the timing on this, they saw an opportunity to quote unquote link Ron Paul to Norfed, and that's exactly what they did. You know, it's not a story that's going to have much traction because, you know, when they try to when they're going to try to put this out for people, you know, to try to damage Ron Paul, the whole concept of NORFED is going to get lost in the shuffle in the news reports, you know. And I don't think I think Ron Paul speaks for himself. Number one, people thanks to the internet now, thanks to the widespread debates that Ron Paul has participated in, thanks to his grassroots base of support. The fact is, these people are signing on to support Ron Paul, despite all this nonsense coming out of the Anti-Defamation League and coming out of this corrupt Justice Department of Orthodox Jew Michael Mukasey. You know, I don't think it's going to really have much of an impact on Ron Paul one way or another, but I do feel that if Ron Paul is doing as strong, as the enemy seems to think that he is, that they will pull out the stops. Jim, hang on for the break here.
Sure.
This is Michael Collins Piper, and you are listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Tell your friends, your neighbors. Everybody has the internet these days, folks. There's no reason why they shouldn't be listening.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping it up, actually, for the week, and we'll be back here on Monday night, of course. Talking with Jim from Texas. Jim was talking about the media's overreach as far as Ron Paul is concerned. And, you know, Jim, it reminds me of what Paquita de Shishmaref, known as L. Fry, the author of the book Waters Flowing Eastward, basically the book that proves the history of the protocols, learned elders of Zion. She was once heard to say to her associate Tony Blizzard, The Jews have no sense of timing and no sense of proportion. And I think what's going to happen to our Jewish friends in the media is that if they keep attacking Ron Paul and keep calling attention to all these quote-unquote evil people that are supporting Ron Paul, all they're going to do is unwittingly draw attention to all of these other people and win new converts for these policies and points of view that the Anti-Defamation League and like-minded groups don't want to be heard. So let them keep on doing what they're doing, Jim. I think it's probably good in that respect.
No, Mike, they're going to come out with an expose in the Washington Post, Boston Globe, New York Times, and so forth, that's going to say that one of Ron Paul's direct antecedents was second fiddle to Nero when Rome burned, okay? And that he was and that another one was a military advisor to Attila the Hun, okay? And they're going to come up with another one was a mentor and spiritual advisor to Gavrilo Princip, who assassinated Archduke Ferdinand II. This is the way they operate.
Yeah, and you know
they
what,
have
Jim?
No shame, Mike. They
Jim,
have no
you are
shame.
Absolutely right, because I'm waiting with bated breath for that Washington Post expose, because you're absolutely right. There is going to be a Washington expose of the very tone that you've described. I'll tell you what, Jim, it's probably already been written. They're just waiting to fill in the lead paragraph.
And you know what the lead paragraph's going to be? Both the lookouts on the Titanic in April 1912 were both relatives of Ron Paul, and they seen the icebergs but refused to tell the captain, okay? This is the way they operate.
Well, you know, and you know, the thing is, you're only being half facetious here, Jim, because
I'm not being facetious at all. I read the news. I know what they do and what they say. I'm not facetious at all.
Well, this is, you know, the thing is, you're absolutely right. This is going to happen, and I have no doubt that the expose has already been written. The expose is going to primarily be based upon quote-unquote data. They won't describe it as such, provided by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. I've told this story on the air, I once talked to a reporter who was going on and on asking me all these questions, and I said to him, I said, well, I know you have your file from the Anti-Defamation League in front of you, and there was this intake of breath, and he said, well, what makes you say that? And then I repeated back to him things that I knew were direct quotes from the Anti-Defamation League, and he said, well, that just happens to be one of my sources.
And they'll also say that I have this story from two unimpeachable sources, one of which is Abraham Foxman and the other is Edgar Bronfman. Okay? This is the way they operate, and nobody questions it.
Well,
questions them.
I tell you what, I hope they keep on doing it, because you know what's going to happen? It's going to give additional publicity, as I say, to a lot of other people who probably deserve to get some publicity. And when all is said and done, it's just going to put another nail in their coffin, not in the coffin of Ron Paul and his supporters. All right, Jim, you have a good Thanksgiving.
You
too. Same to everybody else out there. And remember, folks, send that Christmas card with a nice contribution to the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. I can't think of a better way to thank RBN for what it's doing, providing you the news and information you need, because you can handle the truth.